Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's jump right in. I am thrilled to introduce to you Jeff Flack, Director of Sales Effectiveness with Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book at Cox Automotive. And Jeff is not only a colleague and a dear friend, but someone who is continually raising the bar for what we provide our dealers and partners, specifically by showing how to utilize the data you have and how to find gaps in your processes and develop strategies to overcome them and maximize every opportunity each dealer has. He's also the host of the Envision Dealer Academy. So Jeff, welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward.
Thank you. It's come full circle. We have been at this a long time, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, we have. So Jeff, tell us a little bit about the history and purpose of Envision, which, as you know, I'm very proud of, as it was one of my early contributions to Cox back in its inception many years ago when I ran our sales and analytics teams. However, the evolution of the tool over the last handful of years has not only carried through on our vision, mine and yours. We were laughing before we kicked off this episode when we sat in that first conference room with 360 Health Check 10 years ago together, and we saw this vision of how we could drive more value for our clients with data. And, you know, our original vision of data to insights to action, you've taken it, but what Envision is doing now continues to push it beyond what I ever could have imagined around the power of real-time data at our clients' fingertips. And every time I have an opportunity to dive into Envision today with clients or dealers or OEMs, it gets me more excited than ever, because we know that dealers who are making database decisions are winning in today's market. So Jeff, tell us a little more. Purpose of Envision, why the data is so important to clients across all segments in the automotive environment we're in right now.
Perfect. So Envision is the analytics platform that will serve up your activity that you've required on Auto Trader, on Kelley Blue Book, or dealer.com if you have a dealer.com website. While we have many different tools at your disposal that deliver data, the Envision really takes your advertising performance and looks at everything through the advertising lens and will help you make decisions based upon certain benchmarks, certain activities, certain different things. I know we'll probably talk about market share a little bit later, but while we have tools such as Viotto, right? Right car, right price, and I'm sure we'll get into that. But then what's next? Once you have the right car, right price, you've got to reach the customer. And so Envision takes just that. It takes all of the analytics through an advertising lens and shows you what is working, what isn't working, and maybe tweaks you need to make along the way to go capture that elusive customer.
Yes. So let's kind of package that up. So we talk a lot in our recent learning series, The Complete Profit Picture, about the right car, the right consumer, the right price, and the right strategy. And so, Jeff, I'm going to ask you to break down each of those for us to what data exists in Envision to help find the right car, to find the right consumer at and for the right price so that dealers can set the right strategy. How can our dealers use the information in Envision to take action in each one of those areas?
Okay. So that's a long answer. So try to make it as quick as possible. But so you've got the right car, right price, right? So hopefully most of our dealers are probably using Viotto, or at least a tool like it, right? And so while that is designed to get the right car, right price, inside Envision, there are components that connect to that. So for example, when you talk about right price, there are two different lenses. There's a dealer lens, which is designed to help you maximize turn and gross, which is Viotto. Well, there's just an important pricing tool that consumers have access to and they trust, which is Kelley Blue Book. So a component there shows you what the consumer perception of your pricing may be. And then you can marry that up, especially like if for profit time dealers, right? And if you're not heavily aligned and you've got a bunch of cars in Envision that are above Kelley Blue Book FMR, which stands for fair market range, the consumers don't engage with that inventory very fast. So it helps you identify, do I need to make some tweaks on my pricing based on consumer perception? You always do what your pricing tool recommends, right? As long as you're taking those recommendations. But I think if you don't understand how the consumers view your pricing, you're missing a vital component. So that's the right car, right price. But then when you get into the what's next and to make complete profitability, a lot of times, I mean, you've heard this over the years. I hate it every time I hear, oh, it's a race to the bottom. It's never been a race to the bottom. It's a race to the consumer. And then vision is all about that race to the consumer. Once again, you've got right car, right price. Now let's win this race. And Envision has so many different aspects to help you do that.
Yes, right market, right strategy. Because when you have all of that data and you can see it all together, you know which vehicles, when you need to take action, when not, because it all comes down to, you mentioned it a moment ago, my favorite word in automotive, market share. Let's talk about market share, because we say to our clients all the time that what happens on their virtual lot is the most direct indicator of what's getting ready to happen on their physical lot, which means that they need to have their finger on the pulse of their market, because market share is never static. It is always dynamic. Dealers are either winning or losing market share with every decision that they make or don't make. So tell us a little bit about what exists in Envision, Jeff, for understanding market share and whether you're winning or losing. Are you moving the needle, and is that needle moving in the right direction?
Absolutely. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I think you probably know the dealer. We used to have a dealer panel. Remember that a long time ago at our annual events? And this dealer sat up there and said in front of all of us, you're either getting bigger or you're getting smaller. You're never staying the same. You remember that? I'll never forget that.
Like it was yesterday.
And based on that comment that she made, that's where I started looking at market share. Inside Envision, there is a report called Analyze Market. And what that does is it helps dealers understand exactly what we want. Are we winning or are we losing that race to the consumer? It will show you the different parts of the process that you may be struggling with. So it measures things like, what is your market share of the inventory? And then if you have 1% of the inventory in the market, you should have 1% of the exposure. If you don't, there's a problem. If you do, you're stealing market share. The reason I love market share, and I know you do too, is market share always equals 100%. So if you are stealing customers, your competitors are losing customers. And if you're losing customers, someone's stealing from you. Analyze Market brings all of that advertising into that perspective and tells you, if you are losing customers, what step of the process you're losing them in. And then your Auto Trader CSM can help you fix that component.
Yes, and it seems so basic because we've talked about it for so long. I've heard you say, you know, are you getting your fair share? If you use that tool and you understand that you have 1.2% of the inventory in that market, are you getting 1.2% or more of the eyeballs, of the virtual drive-bys, of the virtual walk-ins, of the connections and value events and leads and activity that are happening there? That is how you know if you are winning or losing. Are you merchandised properly so that you're converting at the maximum level? What are those benchmarks and best practices? Envision puts it all right at a dealer's fingertips. And so, Jeff, I know that that's a lot of information about data, but one of the areas that I see many of the dealer groups, especially the large groups that have this never-ending battle between centralized and decentralized decision-making, is that they sink their teeth into data that's the wrong data. Data can be just as much of a curse as it can be a blessing, and you can make some really bad decisions with some really good data. And so there are so many different ways to measure and crunch attribution and performance in today's environment that we've got to get our clients educated on how to close the blind spot and focus on return on investment with the big picture in mind. It's not a cost per click. It's not a cost per lead, because you know what? You know what you can't do at the end of the month? You can't call the electric company and say, hey, I'm going to send you 321 leads to pay my electric bill. That big picture is important, and close rates matter, and return and revenue and profit are what pay the bills. So Jeff, knowing that close rates vary across all different providers, talk to us a little bit about what we're doing at Cox Automotive to close the blind spot for our dealers.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, so much. We could go on for hours about just that topic, but you said something about, you know, the dealers have so much data, and I want to touch on that for a second, is that because the reason we started the Envision Dealer Academy was to help dealers understand what data is important to them and what it's saying. A lot of data is just fluff, right? It's your performance is a direct reflection of processes you have in place, right? So when we talk about attribution and all the blind spots, one of the things that and I don't know if there's a quick answer for this, but dealers, we use our CRM, right, to talk about attribution. Problem is last click attribution. That is not how consumers shop. So for example, when the number one thing when I talk to dealers is I always say, look at your ROI reports. And when you're looking at it and you look at your third parties, whether it's us or cars.com or whoever, that's your worst case scenario. Your worst case scenario is what your CRM is saying, because there are blind spots like if your website is the number one provider, a website, your dealership website converts traffic to, that's sent to it from all your advertising. It doesn't really just generate on its own. So what if you've got 30 cars that say dealership website because a customer went to your website and filled out some sort of form? Well, yeah. What if those 30 cars, all 30 of those, we sent someone from Auto Trader to your website? You know what your CRM says? Dealership website. You know what's inaccurate? Dealership website was not the source of the customer. It converted the customer. And so there's so many blind spots, but that's an example. And yeah. So I think that is really one of my biggest initiatives right now, is to help dealers understand how to look beyond that email. And that Envision can, there's a lot of things in Envision that start to connect those dots, because we look at sales. If a dealership has Dealer Track or VIN Solutions, we can pull that in and then marry it together with actual activity and start to connect those dots that consumers, that dealers can simply cannot see in a CRM.
Yeah.
Long answer. Sorry about that.
No, it's great. A few years ago, Jeff, I started with some of the large and publicly traded groups doing a top 10, bottom 10 exercise across their dealership group. You know, in some of these groups, you're talking, you know, 100, 200, 300 plus rooftops. And it, every time without fail, blew their mind when I would say, when we start this, what's going to be the most shocking to you, because you keep saying you're measuring cost per lead, is that your lowest cost per lead stores will be the ones with the worst turn, the lowest close rate, and the crappiest quality leads. Think about that for a minute. It makes perfect sense. If it takes your store 30 leads on a single car to close a deal because their response times are bad or the quality of the content of the response isn't bad, every time they don't close one that should be closed, the cost per lead goes lower and lower and lower, because the number of leads goes higher and higher and higher. And so it's this fallacy. And I know we've talked about it a lot, but I want to stay on this topic because, you know, we sound like a broken record when we say CRMs are not measurement tools. DMSs are not measurement tools. They do not tell the full story of all of the touch points that it takes to drive a transaction, and nor are they the right tools to show full consumer path and journey. And that didn't exist a few years ago. Dealers had this blind spot that whether, you know, 70% or 80% or 90% blind spot, that they had to do the very best job they could do, guessing and making good decisions on return on investment and return on advertising spend. But what is your direct and best advice, Jeff, for how dealers should be truly measuring ROI?
So first of all, cost per sale and cost per lead, you're exactly right on the cost per lead. It is like fingernails on a chalkboard when I hear a dealer say that. It is so archaic. Silly. It is not the way. Mm-hmm. If I were running my dealerships again, I mean, and once again, I used to look at that before I came to Cox, right? But if I were back running my dealerships, the way you have to look at it is not cost per sale and cost per lead. It is, okay, I spent X number of dollars. How much did I get back? What I find so interesting is when, let's just say a dealer spending $5,000 a month, okay, just, and when I ask them, you know, when they say, man, I'm just not getting the ROI, I always ask them, what are you expecting? And they all look at me just like I got three heads. What I mean by that is they need to figure out, okay, if you're spending $5,000, do you want 2x return, 3x return? Look at the return in ROI stands for return on investment. It doesn't stand for cost per lead.
Nope.
Right. So if you're spending $5,000 and you want $3,000 back, or you want 3x return, that's $15,000 in gross. You're making $3,000 a copy. That's 5 car deals. That's simple. That's how dealers need to measure it. Any other way is just archaic.
Yes, so right. So Jeff, now I need to ask you this question, because I also see this way too often, and I know you do. Do you believe that agencies are using data to tell the story that they want to tell? And what do you think dealers should do to make sure they're getting an accurate picture of performance that then translates into the ability to actually understand return on investment, which is the only metric that matters and pays the bills at the end of the month?
Yes. So, you know how I feel about agencies in general, but agencies or any company that makes money off of the dealership trying to make decisions is going to skew their data. Now, when you look at how we've designed Envision, and you know this, and a lot of our dealers know this, there's nobody more transparent with their data than Cox Automotive. Envision does not tell a great story for every dealer, but we don't hide it. We don't hide from it. Because when you use an agency, they are usually getting paid from certain advertisers, or they want you to go a certain direction because they get paid from it. It doesn't have the dealer's best interest in mind. So one of the reasons we're developing Envision is to hopefully help dealers measure their Cox Automotive performance easily through their lens. And we want to teach them how to do that, so they don't need these. If your ROI isn't there, it isn't there. But you don't need to pay someone who has a biased opinion to determine that.
Yes. Well, you remember when we developed cost to value, which many of our clients don't realize that we measure ourselves at the rooftop and product level every single month, harder and more scrutinously than I believe they measure us. And that's because if our baby is ugly, we want to be the first ones to know. If we are not delivering value that exceeds the price that our clients are paying, we are on a mission to ensure that we are, whether that those are price adjustments or regional marketing spend or optimization of how we drive consumers through different parts of the funnel to deliver value every time that exceeds the cost that our clients are paying. And it's why we are so confident. You know, we're the first ones that put industry-wide tagging across our platforms to really understand attribution and influence. But we also fought battles, and you'll remember these, Jeff, because for many years it was so common in the automotive business, whether it was an agency or a third-party listing provider like us, where there was a rep that delivered that data and that performance message every single month. And it took a long time. And now, you know, this has been 5 to 8 years ago before Envision really started to grow, where we said, no, the power that we offer, half of the value that we deliver, it's the data that we can put it in our clients' fingertips so that they can make real-time business decisions based on what's happening on their virtual lot and put that there so that they can use it to strategize and decision make and become more successful and more profitable, because that's when we become that strategic business partner at the table that we absolutely want to be and that we can be like nobody else can because of the amount of data that we have across the Cox ecosystem. And Envision is that connection point where dealers can now do that. So before we wrap up with all of the cool and exciting things that you just covered about Envision, Jeff, what's the most exciting thing that's on the radar for how all of these data solutions connect to give our clients the power to make those better decisions right at their fingertips?
So, wow. I'm excited.
So much.
There's so much coming, but really, I think the next thing everyone should be on the lookout for is right now it's called the Cox Automotive Command Center. It's due for unveiling in some capacity in NADA next year, it's just a few short months away now. And what Command Center is going to do is to finally do what our dealers have asked us for. Nobody in the industry has more data than Cox Automotive, right? And we've got CRM and DealTrack. We've got DMSs and we've got pricing tools and stocking solutions and Envision. We're going to build the command center on the Envision platform. And what that's going to do is bring all of the reporting from all of your Cox Automotive BUs into one dashboard that is then going to deliver actionable insights and recommendations using AI. So analyzing all your performance from everywhere, and it's going to make recommendations. And so the more Cox properties a dealer has, the better that is going to be for them and more intuitive. So I cannot wait for that. I wish it was here today. I can't wait for NADA to see it.
Yes, it is going to be amazing. You know, that same close, like cost per lead conversation we had a moment ago. You think when you start to see look to book and some of those other metrics beside of marketing performance metrics, it changes the game. It really will for dealers that are willing to be open-minded and use that data to change how they do business and to optimize their processes. It will be an absolute game changer. So, Jeff, I want to thank you for joining me today. Incredible conversation around Envision, ways for dealers to take their data and insights and drive actions that are really going to move the needle for them.
Thank you so much. This is both of our passions are to help dealers understand the data. And I think this is just a great thing. So thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, that wraps us up for today. And thank you to our subscribers and followers for watching or listening to this episode of Unjaded for the Road Forward. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/unjadedfortheroadforward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode's released each month, as well as be surprised with subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. You'll also be able to register for the Envision Dealer Academy that Mr. Jeff Flack right here hosts on the b2b.autotrader.com page. So check it out and grab one of the spots quickly, because I am hearing that they are going fast. As always, I'm your host, Jade Tiraberry, and I want to thank you for joining us for Unjaded Discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. As always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.